Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Chiara Pazzelli from the 80th edition of the Venice International Film Festival, and today I have the pleasure to be in company of Eamon from Ireland, who is the Irish representative of the 2017 cinema. Welcome, Eamon.
Thank you very much for having me.
So, first of all, let's tell our listeners what this project is about.
The 27 Times Cinema is a European-wide network and initiative to bring someone from every single country in the EU representing their Europa cinema. We come to the Giornate degli Autori and we're judging the films that are in competition for that program. Alongside that, we also have responsibilities for the Lux Audience Award. So we're promoting that, figuring out different ways to increase kind of awareness about the award as well.
And how do you feel in the role of the juror?
It's interesting. It's my first time ever being on a jury. So it's like, it's great, you know, just discussing films, seeing everyone's different perspective is just so interesting. You know, because there's 27 different people, there's 20 different perspectives, different
minds,
personalities.
Yeah.
So everyone's just opinion and takes are just so interesting to hear. You know, one film you walk out of, you absolutely love, and you could nearly swear blind that everyone is going to love it. Yet someone just has a different perspective and you can agree with it, you can understand it, but it's a new experience.
It is very full immersive. I mean,
yeah.
10 days of only cinema. And not only cinema, actually, but also workshops, masterclasses with people who are working in this field. And what do you think you will bring from the whole experience?
Well, it's well constructed because there's so many different things that they're trying to like teach you all in one go. Like we're doing a film criticism workshop as well, mm-hmm. where the experience really is just how do you turn around 300 words and your opinions on a film so quickly. So I'm taking that away from it. I'm also just enjoying experience all the different cultures from the European countries. So that's another takeaway. And then just how you kind of articulate your voice when it comes to judging a film is a big one.
And how did you get to know about this project and why did you apply?
Well, I was actually, I was in the Cannes Film Festival last year.
Oh, okay.
And I was working with someone who had done it previously.
You are not new to festivals then?
Well, I'm relatively new, you know. I work with a production company in Ireland, Samson Films, so we attend the Burning Alley, Cannes, and then the Galway Film Flat in
uh-huh.
Ireland as well. So Cannes and Burning Alley kind of being on the same par of Venice. But we were in Cannes. I was with David Degnan, who had done it 5 years ago as the Irish ambassador, and he introduced me to Diego, who had also done it in his year. I forget which country he's from. But then they were kind of just talking about film. I was chatting about it as well. And I asked, you know, how do you guys know each other? And they said, oh, well, we did this whole 27 times. That's where we met each other. And then they turned and said, actually, I think you'd really enjoy it as well. So yeah. I then said, okay, great. Like, I'll apply. But the deadline was that day. So
you had to rush.
Well, I rushed to do it, but like I didn't get it in time. I was 2 days late. So they unfortunately were like, okay, you can't go this year. But then I just waited for the next year's round, mm-hmm. kind of stayed in touch with the IFI as I do anyway. But I was kind of keeping an eye out for the deadline to make sure I hit it. And then I applied
and I got it here.
Yeah, here we go.
And what is your direction in the film industry? I mean,
yeah.
What would you like to become?
I'm pretty direct about what I want to do. I want to be a film producer. So I'm working as a production manager in a production company at the moment. I studied production in my film college as well. So yeah, it's been pretty singular.
You are very sure.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, well, let's hope I just don't have like a midlife crisis and realize all
plus.
My mistakes have been wrong.
It's
yeah.
not a minus, it's a plus, okay? And do you have the chance to watch other films besides those?
Yeah, I've seen a few. So the tickets have been hard to get this year. I know there's like an online system that's new and been introduced. So there's, you know, a few hiccups, but I've been kind of trying to get it amongst all the workshops and such, particularly because I'm doing this film criticism workshop.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is that you go see one film out of the selection, like out of competition for what our films are. And then you choose it, write a 300-word review, discuss it with the film critics and like kind of learn how they work.
And about the other films, I don't want to talk about Giornate degli Autori. We cannot
spoil.
Exactly. About the other films, what was your favorite one so far, at least?
I think so far it was El Conde by Pablo Larraín. which I saw on probably the second night. Yeah, yeah. Kind of divisive. Not a lot of people are like, you know, there's a few people who said they just didn't really get it, but I really fell in love with it. Yeah. Maggie Thatcher shows up. So, you know, being an Irish person, I was kind of like, great. Yeah.
And do you think it will win something or...
Possibly, I don't know. Like a film where Maggie Thatcher flies in as a vampire and like sucks blood, like that's a pretty controversial choice. But it, like The Craft was excellent, and you know, if that's recognized, great. But the one film that I kind of think is the like forerunner at the moment is Poor Things by Yorgos Lanthimos. I haven't had a chance to see that, so that's kind of the. Oh, you did.
Yeah,
okay, so is that going to win?
From what we say here, yes,
yeah.
Something. At least the Golden Lion for, yes, the Golden Lion. I don't know if Emma Stone will win something, because it would be actually her second Golden Lion for Best Actress.
Yeah, she's got to leave some for the rest of them.
Yeah, exactly. But it was great.
Yeah. That's the funny thing about festivals. Like, you know, you see one or two films, but you're never going to see them all. So the selection can kind of come out of left field.
Yeah, I know, but so many films, you have so many commitments as well. So I think this is a really fully immersive experience into cinema. And let's try, even if it is a fully immersive, so maybe this question is tough, to summarize it in three words, only three.
My experience?
In Venice, yes.
Oh, exhausting. Exhilarating. I guess I gotta pick another E word now to go with the theme. Exciting. We'll just say that one.
That's okay. Eamon, thank you so much for being with us. And this is Chiara Fazzelli for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.